All right, Haynes will get the ball to start the second half. Kaylee throws the ball into Tulsi. Tulsi gives it back to Kaylee. Kaylee throws the ball over to Jordan. Jordan tries to get it into Destiny. You can tell they had planned that out at halftime, but they just couldn't get it ready to work out. So Aspen steals the ball, brings the ball down to P on the left court, passes the ball over to Alicia. Alicia mishandles it, and Tulsi has the ball coming down, but Alicia grabs it. Now there's nobody between her and the basket, and she puts it up and scores. So the sequence of events there was three steals, but somehow Alicia got out of the pack in that last steal and just brought it out. Now it's 17-9. Looks like Aspen just stole it again, and she's unabated, clear to the basket, and Aspen puts it up and scores. It's 19-9. Quickly, Craig jumps out with four quick unanswered points here in the first half. Tulsi has the ball. She's trying to make sense of it all. She passes the ball right to Pia. Pia now is just heading back down to the basket. Kaylee's there. Pia puts it up, misses, almost gets her own rebound, knocks out of bounds by Haynes. It's going to be Craig ball underneath the basket. It's three straight steals. It's almost like Haynes came out of the locker room half asleep. So they need to wake up from this and try to make sense of it all. So Alicia's going to take the ball out of bounds. She's looking for somebody under the basket, doesn't find anybody. Pass the ball to Aspen. Aspen, nobody goes out and guards her. She shoots, but it's an air ball. Goes right to Mary. Mary shoots, misses, and the rebound comes down to Brittany. And Brittany brings the ball over to Jordan. Jordan gets pushed by Aspen, and Aspen takes the ball right away from her. She shoots it and misses. Alicia shoots, misses, but the rebound's taken by Haynes. And then Aspen puts her hands in there and gets a jump ball. So, again, Haynes is kind of looking half asleep here. And they finally call a timeout. Great call by the coach, I believe. It's a 30-second timeout. Not a lot of damage has been done yet here, but it's a 10-point lead by the Craig Panthers, 19-9, with only a minute 20 gone in the first quarter, or in the third quarter. So Haynes hopefully can put something together and try to figure out what they're going to do to combat this quick defense that the Craig Panthers are bringing out. They're pushing pretty hard. They're sending all of the entire defense full court press here. So it's kind of catching them off guard, and they're not sure what to do. But there's been three different Glacier Bears throw the ball directly to a Craig Panther. You know, probably on four different occasions here in the first half, or in the early going to the third quarter. So Craig's going to get the ball underneath, and it looks like Alicia's going to take it out. Craig's spreading themselves four corners of the key, looking for inbounds. Nobody yet. They find, throws it off of Pia. So it's going to be Haynes basketball. So there is a turnover by Craig, trying to even out those turnovers. So Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court. Full court press again here, though. They pass. They make it up. They get there, and Brittany has the ball, and she's bringing it around. Nice screen by Jordan. Jordan brings the ball into Destiny, and Destiny shoots, and I believe she's fouled, and I believe, yep, on the shot. So Destiny will be shooting two. So 19-9 here, first foul on Mary for the Craig Panthers. Destiny's got the ball, ready to shoot. Shot's up. Missed it long off the back iron. Nice looking shot. Right on line, but just a little long. So she's got the ball back for a second attempt. Shot's up. Missed it short this time. And Alicia comes up with the rebound, but Kaylee's right there, and I look, yes, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Alicia got the rebound. Kaylee went in there, knocked the ball down off of Alicia's foot, and it went directly out of bounds. So they're stacking themselves in the corner here, the Haynes Glacier Bears. Brittany's looking to bring it in. She brings it into Destiny. Destiny gets the ball back over to Jordan. Jordan passes it over to Brittany. Brittany puts up a shot. No. Close, though. It rimmed out. And then Aspen Hansen picks up the rebound for Craig and pushes it down the court. Alicia's got the ball. She's penetrating. And she throws the ball over to Mary. It's a bad pass. And I believe they're going to say it's off of Haynes, out of bounds. So it's going to be white ball, Craig ball. The ball's passed in to Aspen Hansen. Aspen's being guarded by Brittany. Brittany's keeping her tight right in front of her. Aspen just screams right by her, passes the ball over to Mary. Mary at the top of the key, throws the ball away. And the whistle, we've got a timeout by the Craig Panthers. So at the end of this timeout, we're going to have Craig basketball with 5 minutes and 52 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's still 19-9. We've got free throw shooting hasn't been quite as stellar tonight for Haynes as it was last night. I think they're 1-for-4. And there's only been one foul called here in the first half, which was on the Craig Panthers. So I don't believe that anybody's in foul trouble in the game here. And both coaches are a little animated in their huddles, trying to inspire the girls, get them a little bit excited. They're both pushing themselves back onto the court now. It's going to be Craig basketball underneath Craig's basket. So Alicia Barlow is going to be taking the ball out for the Craig Panthers. She's looking for an inlet pass. She finally sees somebody, pass the ball to Pia. Pia gets it back out to Aspen. Aspen's got the ball at the top of the key. Aspen's dribbling, passes the ball over to Alicia. Alicia's looking for someone to pass it to. She gives it to Pia that's cutting inside. Pia throws it over the top of three people. Terrible shot, but somehow, some way, Ashley Hansen came out of the pack and grabbed it. There were three Haynes girls there. And Aspen grabs it, shoots it, and scores. So it's 21-9. Come back down to the other end of the court, and Kaylee's coming down the court. She puts up something that looks almost like a shot, but they aren't saying that it was on the shot, or maybe she was fouled. So, no, they're not saying that it was a shot. The ball hit the rim, and she was being fouled as she threw the ball. It looked almost like a pass, but, you know, in any other league I've ever been a part of, they would have called that a on the shot. But the ball's being taken out of bounds by Brittany. Brittany throws the ball in and throws it almost straight to Alicia Barlow. So Aspen Hansen has the ball coming down the court now. Craig Panthers are up by 11. Again, Alicia Barlow has the ball on the side court. She's passing the ball into Mary, trying to go over Autumn. Autumn again blocks the shot. The ball is tipped back in. It looks like Jordan has the ball, or Brittany has the ball, pushes it over to Kaylee. Kaylee throws it right to Aspen Hansen. And Aspen's coming down the court, going to pass the ball right there. She puts it up, shoots, and scores. So now 23-9, Craig Panthers. Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court. They're trying to push it. They get it right into Autumn. Autumn with a wide-open shot, missed it. Got her own rebound, missed it again. She got her own rebound again, but now she throws it out to Kaylee. Kaylee shoots a three-pointer, shoots, and scores. So there we go. We got some life by the Haynes Glacier Bears. 23-12 was a pretty shot by Kaylee. Autumn just threw the ball back out to Destiny, and I think Destiny pushed it out to Kaylee, and Kaylee just promptly put it in from the three-point line. So Aspen Hansen has the ball, shoots, misses, rebound by Destiny. Destiny's got the ball. Kaylee's got the ball with just, it's two-on-one here. The ball, nice pass, but thrown out just at the last minute, knocked out of bounds by Craig. But it's going to be Haynes' ball right underneath the basket. So it looks like Brittany is going to take the ball out for the Glacier Bears. She's looking for an inlet. She can't find anybody. She needs to get rid of the ball. She gets it into Autumn. Autumn throws it back out to Destiny. Destiny to Kaylee in the same spot from three-point line again. No, misses that one. A good-looking shot, though. She was wide open. That's something they should practice doing all night long. Aspen's got the ball, bringing it down the court. Throws the ball over to Pia. Pia shoots a three-pointer, misses everything. Autumn gets the rebound. Autumn's looking to get it to Kaylee. Kaylee brings the ball back down the court. Everybody's transitioning together. Kaylee does a Euro step and tries to get around Alicia, but Alicia knocks the ball out of bounds, but it looks like it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Haynes will have the ball right underneath their basket, or off to the side underneath their basket. Pass the ball. Kaylee passes the ball into Tulsi. Tulsi passes the ball up to Jordan. Jordan shoots, misses. Aspen boxes out, gets the rebound over in the corner, and Ashley brings the ball. And Aspen's bringing the ball down the court. Aspen almost gets the ball stolen from her, but then she reconfigures herself and puts up a shot from the free throw line. But it's an air ball, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. Well, it was kind of tipped, I thought, by the Haynes Glacier Bears there, but it, on that shot. But it looks like the refs are saying that it was not, and so it will be Haynes' ball. So Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court again. She She gets past Skyler, passed the ball over to Brittany. Brittany's looking for somebody to pass. She's passed to Tulsi. Tulsi wanted to shoot, but she lost the handle for a second. She's got a hold of it. Got two people on her just mauling her, and they're not calling anything. Autumn finally just landed right on top of Alicia Barlow, and I think they called a jump ball. Nobody was holding the ball when they blew their whistles, but a jump ball is very common around here. So Haynes has the ball. Haynes puts it in, and Kaylee gets a nice pass underneath from Autumn and puts it up and scores. So it's 23-14 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Haynes has scored the last 6 points, or excuse me, 5 points. Alicia tries to get the ball into Ashley, and Ashley puts it up and scores. So that 5-0 run was quickly doused by the Craig Panthers on that quick inlet pass to Ashley. They're sisters, I'm sorry. Autumn gets the ball inside for the Glacier Bears. She puts it up, shoots, misses everything, and the rebound comes down to Alicia Barlow. So Alicia Barlow brings the ball down the court. She's looking for an inlet. They're trying to get it back to Ashley. They got it to Ashley, but Autumn's going to be right there. So Alicia gets the ball back, shoots a three-pointer, misses it. Mary gets a good box out, gets the rebound, shoots, misses. Autumn gets the rebound, but now there's a fight on the floor again between Sarah Yates and Autumn. It looks like we're going to have another jump ball, but that's going to be Craig Ball. Nope, black ball. Not exactly sure. No, white ball, yes. So she said black, but she meant white. And now we're calling an injury timeout. Not an injury, I think it's a blood timeout because Alicia Barlow's in the locker room and something's going on, and now they're going to resume play. So Skyler's taking the ball out for the Craig Panthers. She gets the ball into Sarah Yates. Sarah Yates gets blocked. She's somewhat shorter than Autumn. She almost got that off, and Autumn blocked the ball, and Autumn's bringing the ball all the way down the court. She passed the ball back out to Brittany. Brittany puts up a shot, misses everything. Tulsi tries to get the rebound. She can't. We got Pia grabbing the ball underneath the rebound, and it looks like Tulsi kind of got her head smashed underneath the basket there, but I think they're calling another jump ball, and it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath their own basket. Autumn gets the ball. Perfect pass. Misses everything. She's just off a little bit tonight, and again, she almost got her own rebound, but she knocked the ball out of bounds, so it's going to be Craig Ball. So Skyler's bringing the ball down the court, looking for someone to give it up to. She gives it to Johanna. Johanna loses the ball. Tulsi steals it from her. Kaylee has it. Kaylee gets ran into by Skyler, and if this was the NBA, they'd call that a breakaway foul. But in the case that we're in, it was just a regular common foul, and Kaylee will get the ball and take it out, and the Haynes Glacier Bears will have the ball. She throws the ball into Brittany. Brittany got pushed by Sarah Yates, and it looks like another foul called on the Craig Panthers. That's 4 called on the Craig Panthers in this half and 0 called on the Haynes Glacier Bears, but I think that's warranted because if anybody's being aggressive, it is definitely the Craig Panthers. So the fouls are definitely warranted. Here, Tulsi's trying to bring the ball in to score, but she just can't. And Johanna steals the ball right out of her hands. She throws the ball. She got lucky and threw that right to Sarah. So Sarah's bringing the ball down the court for the Craig Panthers. Sarah brings the ball down the court. She's trying to get the ball into Haley. And Haley throws the ball back out to Skyler. Skyler shoots three-pointer, misses it. Sarah Yates gets the ball and steps right on the out-of-bounds line, so it looks like it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Haynes is bringing in Michaela and Jordan, it looks like, or Janae, sorry. And here we go. Haynes is bringing the ball down the court, passed the ball to Autumn at the top of the three-point line. Autumn tries to get the ball in, and she does. Excellent pass from Autumn to Michaela, and Michaela puts it up and in. So we got 25-16, a 9-point deficit with 50 seconds to go left in the third quarter. Sarah Yates has the ball, top of three-point line, trying to get around Brittany. Brittany's holding strong. Brittany forces Janae to knock the ball out of bounds on that errant pass by Sarah Yates. So it's still going to be Craig Ball, but good defense. So Janae is jumping up and down, looking to stop the inbounds pass. And Skyler wants to shoot a three-pointer as she gets the ball from the inbounds pass. She puts the ball up to Haley. Haley misses, and the rebound comes down to the Haynes Glacier Bears. Michaela comes down the court all the way, gets the ball to Jordan. Now Janae, excuse me. Janae gets the ball over to Jordan. Jordan shoots, misses, and the ball goes out off of Haynes. So it's Craig basketball with 25.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So Scotty Burnham's bringing the ball down the court. She's looking to find an outlet. Pass the ball over to Sarah Yates. Sarah's just standing there. Jordan or Brittany's all over her. Sarah gets around her. And Brittany steals the ball from her. Brittany loses it again. There's 6 seconds to go. Haynes is going down the court, heading down the court. Shoots a three-point shot at the buzzer. Nails it! Oh, that very beautiful shot. Michaela nailed a three-point shot right at the buzzer that made things look a whole lot better for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So it's 25-18 at the end of the third quarter here in Craig, and we'll turn that back to the station.